Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. I love how articles like this are being written without anybody simply saying the word no and then saying First Amendment to the Constitution, period, right after that. This particular article comes from Campus Reform, and it's titled, "This is Another Stake in the Heart of Free Speech." University of Michigan conservatives say. The University of Michigan IT Department's, quote, Words Matter Task Force, unquote, published a list of words that are, quote, are or can be construed to be racist, sexist, or non-inclusive. Among these words and phrases are man, crazy, picnic, dummy, grandfathered in, and long time no see. I mean, you cannot make up this level of stupidity. You just can't. It says, quote, the University of Michigan Information and Technology Services Words Matter Task Force published a list of words that are or can be construed to be racist, sexist, or non-inclusive. Among those, I just read them, the University of Michigan's Vice President for Information Technology and Chief Information Officer Ravi Pensi, I don't know, explained in a July letter that the jargon we use in information technology has implications for the way we think, including the way we think about each other. These people have nothing else better to do. The Marxist idle mind is arguably one of the worst minds that exists because they make up nothing and then they spend their days and their time talking about nothing, and then making rules, so they think, about nothing. It's incredible. I wonder whether or not they actually work, whether or not these people actually do anything. It continues, it says, quote, accordingly, the department assembled a Words Matter task force to recommend alternative terms where possible or terms to eliminate if not needed. The list, which is not exhaustive and will continue to grow, I'm sure it will, contains more than two dozen words and phrases as well as alternative terms. Instead of using the word man or men, the document recommends using people, person, or a wholly different word. For example, man hours could become person hours. Likewise, the term black and white thinking can be substituted with binary thinking. The term preferred pronouns should be replaced with simply pronouns. The word native could be exchanged for built-in or innate. Instead of using the word picnic, affiliates could use the word gathering. A sanity check, quote-unquote, could instead be a quick check, or confidence check, or coherence check. The term grandfathered in could be substituted with legacy status, exempted, or excused. The Words Matter Task Force also created an email template to proactively inform and prepare vendors of other terms they may hear ITS staffers use during meetings, as well as explain the business case for why the changes were made, unquote. University of Michigan Assistant Vice President for Public Affairs Richard Fitzgerald told Campus Reform that this ongoing work around language is part of the ITS effort to create a workplace that is diverse, equitable, and inclusion. Sorry, Vice President, but you're the problem. You're the problem. And as far as your ITS or Information Technology Services group is concerned, people just won't work with them. That's what will happen. Because the people who work with them will be like-minded nutbags, just like yourself. That's all. Birds of a feather. Quote, as a unit that is part of a world-class educational institution, we believe it's important to make sure all members of the ITS team understand the impact of language, he added. This effort remains a work in progress, but it's important to remember that this is an educational effort about language that will allow the ITS team to better serve the entire university community. The University of Michigan College Republicans told Campus Reform that while unenforced recommendations are not catastrophic, It signals yet another stake in the heart of free speech. Free speech is what makes this country one of the best in the world, free from the oppressive regimes in other nations that punish citizens for disliked speech. Quote, we are not convinced that many of these recommendations will end or mitigate racism, sexism, or anything else, especially phasing out words like picnic or straw man. We hope that this list does not proceed beyond its current form. First of all, who cares if they make a list? I mean, I'm not sure I have the words here, but I'll try. When you give, which is odd because it's a podcast, when you give groups like this attention, yes, something like this making its way to Campus Reform, you know, can highlight the stupidity of this particular group, and it clearly does that. But if anybody on that campus actually lends credence to any of this, and they say, oh yes, they're absolutely right, this is important, and getting rid of the word dummy and crazy and picnic and man, this has to clearly happen because this is a massive problem. Those individuals are not well. They're just not well. There's clearly something wrong with them. We know that again, and this is becoming repetitive, but the Marxist mission is to rewrite history. The 1984 newspeak is to get rid of particular words by simply making outrageous claims like they're offensive when they're not. Not to mention, if you're offended by a word, you need to get a spine, and you need to grow up. It's that simple. You just need to grow up. And these are wimps who don't want to grow up. They want to live in Neverland forever, while they play with their toys and do what they do on their computers. And then they want to have like-minded children around them who all say or don't say the same things. I mean, I don't know if you've ever actually heard these people talk, but it's very funny because they will actually interrupt one another. And again, we're talking about the liberal snake eating its own tail, but you get a bunch of them in a room, they'll interrupt one another and say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't use that phrase. We don't say that. We don't do that. That's offensive. And then they'll go, oh, I'm sorry, that's right. I'm sorry, I'm unfamiliar with the way that you think that man hours is offensive. We should now call it person hours. My apologies. I mean, the way that they talk back and forth and communicate is its own stupid language that really is meant for a community in the woods someplace. It's like the movie The Village. I mean, they just communicate in their own way and then expect everybody else to just sort of go along with it. It's mind-numbing. But I mean, it's a good thing that someone has apparently either infiltrated this group or they've gone so far as to observe what this particular group is doing. But the fact that this made its way to Campus Reform implies that they actually have hardened paperwork about their mission and their goals, and they're spreading it around the University of Michigan's campus as if everybody's just supposed to go along with this and thinks that this is common sense. A Words Matter task force? Think about that for a minute. It's absurd. It's laughable. It's not scary. See, I take a different approach. I don't say, uh-oh, they're coming after free speech. This is scary. Be on the lookout. No, call these losers out for what they are. These people are losers. And no, you can have all the little groups and clubs and task forces you want. The fact is that, you know, if you're a human being, you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, whenever you want. There's such a thing as manners, and manners matter. Manners maketh man, after all. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Manners don't maketh man. They maketh person. Shame on me. I should slap myself for that. But I won't, because all of this is garbage. And that's the point. So highlighting this stupidity is great, but what I wish some of these authors would do is just call it what it is, and that's stupid. They shouldn't say, oh, this drives a stake in the heart of free speech. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. This highlights stupidity, and these people are now putting on essentially, you know, I don't know, a banner around their neck that just says, I'm an idiot. And that's great. Good for them. Let them keep doing it. It doesn't mean that anybody has to adhere to it, because they shouldn't adhere to it. Not now, not ever. Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.